Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and George Harrison, John Lennon, and Yoko Ono. Recorded September 11, 1969, in London, England.
You have read our books, this Bhagavad Gita as it is?
No. I read bits of the Bhagavad Gita.
Yeah?
It's, I don't know which version it was. There's so many different translations.
There are different translations. Therefore, I have given this edition, Bhagavad Gita as it is. There are interpretations in many translations. They are not interpretations. Not only in other parts of the world, but in our own country also. Just like Mahatma Gandhi, he was a great man, he has also interpreted. But the point is, interpretation well required. Now, here is a fountain pen box. Everyone knows this is a fountain pen box. But if I say, no, this is something else, that is my interpretation. Is that a very nice thing? And similarly, interpretation is required where things are not understood clearly. If everybody can understand this box is a fountain pen box, what is the necessity of interpretation? This is the first thing. So, Bhagavad Gita is so clear. It is just like sunlight. Sunlight does not require any other lamp. For example, I give you the first verse, Dharma Kshetri Kuru Kshetri Samavita Jidusabha Mamoka Pandava Seva Kimakurvata Sanjaya. The Dhritarashtra, the father of Duryodhana, is asking his secretary, Sanjaya. His secretary's name was Sanjaya. Sanjaya, my boys, Mamoka. Mamoka means my sons. And Pandava, the sons of my younger brother, his younger brother's name was Pandu, and therefore his sons are known as Pandava. The Mamaka Pandava, my sons and my younger brother's sons, they assemble together for fighting. Yudhisthava. Yudhisthava means with fighting spirit. And Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, and the place known as Kurukshetra, which is a place of pilgrimage. Dharmakshetra. King Akurvada, after assembling there, what did they do? That was his question. Now, this Kurukshetra place is still existing in India. You have been in India now?
Yes, sir.
Oh.
But not to that place.
Oh.
Rishikesh.
Oh, Rishikesh. Then Rishikesh is also one of the pilgrimage. And there is similarly Kurukshetra near Delhi. Still that place is there, and that is a place of pilgrimage from the Vedic time. In the Vedas also it is stated, Kurukshetra dharma jagayat, if you want to function any religious ceremony, just go to Kurukshetra. So it is a place of pilgrimage. Now the name is there, the adjective dharma kshetra, it is from Vedic age. Then the Pandavas and the Kauravas, they are historical persons. The history is there, Mahabharata. Then, where is the question of interpreting Kurukshetra as this body and the Pandavas and the essences? Where do you get this opportunity to interpret? So these things are going on. But we object. Now why should we interpret in that way? And the facts are there. That means, Bhagavad Gita is a very popular book. One has got his own philosophy. He wants to prove it through Bhagavad Gita. This is Vaishnava. There are so many interpretations. 664. Everyone thinks that I can interpret in my own way. Why? Why this should be? Yeah, we say no. You cannot interpret. Then what is the authority of Bhagavad Gita? The author of Bhagavad Gita did not leave it for being interpreted by a third-class man. He is Krishna, the Supreme Lord. He said everything clearly. Why ordinary man should interpret his word? Therefore we present Bhagavad Gita as it is. The Macmillan Company wanted to shorten, their merchants, they wanted to minimize. Otherwise the book was very big. They wanted to make it only 400, therefore half of the slokas were not nicely explained. But next time we are going to publish enlarged and revised edition of Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, the Bhagavad Gita is very, very high class philosophy and theology, social, political, science, everything is there. It is very nice. And everything is clear. It is explained by Krishna. So this Krishna consciousness movement means to present Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all. We have not manufactured anything.
This is Dan's wife, Jill, who is here with us too.
Very, very glad. Be happy and make all others happy. That is Krishna consciousness. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. That is Vedic idea. Everyone be happy. That is the benediction. Sarve sukhino bhavantu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says also the same thing, that let this Krishna consciousness movement be preached in every village and every town of the world. People will be happy. That is his portrait. So, any mission, any high ideas should be preached just to make everyone happy. Because in the material existence there is no happiness. That is a fact. There cannot be any happiness. This place is not meant for happiness, because in the Bhagavad Gita you find the Lord Himself says, this is a place dukkhalayam asasatam. It is a place of miseries, this material world. And asasatam, and temporary. Everything is temporary. Even if we accept our life, whatever miserable is there, I'll accept this. There is also no value. Even if you accept, nature will not allow you to accept it. And even asasatam, you have to leave. So Krishna says, Mam upetakavantiya dukkhalam asasatam. Nāpnivanti mahātmānas saṃsiddhi paramāgataha. If somebody comes to me, then he hasn't got to return back to this miserable condition of life, which is not only miserable, but temporary. So we should understand that. Nature is so cruel. In America, President Kennedy, he was thought to be the most fortunate man, happy man, young man, was elected president, nice wife, children, honor all over the world, within a certain place, temperate. Now, what is his condition? Nahannate hannamani sahide. After destruction of this body, the living entity is not destroyed, he is dead. That we can understand. It's like in your childhood, you had a small body, that body is no more. But you are existing. So it is natural, when this body will not exist, I will exist in another world. It's not very difficult to understand. So this theory that body is eternal, soul is eternal, and body is temporary, that's a fact. Therefore, this life, this present life, is meant for manufacturing the next body. That is Vedic knowledge. We are creating, just like a boy, he is studying very nicely, so he is creating next body, a very educated young body. By education he can get nice job, nice place, nice position. So he is creating his next body. Similarly, we are creating our next body according to our karma. So Krishna says, that you create a body so that you can come to me. Madhyajita Vijayanti Ma. The whole Vedic philosophy is that if you want to go to some planet, just like people are trying to go to moon planet, so you have to create a body like that. You cannot go in this body. They are attempting to go with this body, that will be failure. It will not possible. In every planet, the atmosphere, everything is different. So you have to create a different body to go to a particular type of planet. There are millions and thousands of planets. A moon planet is one of them. Krishna says, Janti deva brata devan pitrin janti pitri brataha bhuteja janti bhutani madhyajino vi janti ma. Madhyajina, those who are in Krishna consciousness, they will come to me. And what is the benefit of going to Krishna? He said, Mamupetta, if anyone comes to me, Mamupetta comes, Dukkhalayama Sasadam. He does not come back again to this miserable condition. And Asasadam, temporary. Why? Sansiddhim, Paramangata. Oh, here I can, he has perfect. To go back to Krishna, Madhyajina of Imam, one who comes to me. So, this is the greatest benediction to the human society, to train them to go back to Krishna and dance there with Krishna and Rasleela. You have seen Krishna's Rasleela dancing? You have not seen?
It's fake. Rasleela dancing with the gopis.
Picture the dancing of the pictures. Yeah. Mm. Was in the
temple then? Yes.
So, we can go there, join with Krishna and dance happily, without any bother.
Very well.
We can have so many connections with Krishna as friend, as servant, as parents, as lover, whatever you like. Jijathāmāṁ pravardhante tāṁ sutriyo yāmāṁ. You cultivate that consciousness. How you like Krishna, he is prepared to accept you in that capacity. And that makes a solution of all problems. Here, nothing is permanent. Nothing is blissful, nothing is full of knowledge. This year we held examination and Bhakti Shastri, and here is the answer of a girl. Come over. She has written very nice. Really. So we are training this mind and girls to Krishna consciousness according to the Krishna science. And anyone can take advantage of it. Very nice thing. So, you also try to understand. And if it's nice, you take it. You are after something very nice. Is my proposal unreasonable? You are all intelligent boy. Try to understand it. And you have got a very good talent. Music. Na vidya sangita uttamam. The Vedic mantras were all through music. Samved is full of music. Jambram Mahabharananda Ruddham Marudastanantiti Vaisavai Vilai Sanga Padakrama Upanishadai Gayanti Jana Samaga. Samaga. Samaga means the followers of Samved, Gayanti. They are always in music. Musical, through musical vibration. They are approaching the Supreme. Samaga. Gayanti. Gayanti means singing. So, Vedic mantras are sung. This whole Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, can be sung very nicely. And it is Vedic mantra chanting simply by hearing the vibration, people will benefit. Even they do not understand. This mantra I chant, you just play.
नते विदुषार्थवतिं हि विष्णु
Nurasayaji Bahirathamanina Andhada Sandhai Rupaniyamana Stepi Satantra Urudhami Badhya Matim na Krishne Parato Satova Mitho Vipaddeta Vriyavratanam Matim na Krishne Parato Satova Mitho Vipaddeta Grihabratanam Adanta Gobhi Vishatam Tamesam Punapunachar Vitachar Bananam Adanta Gobhi Vishatam Tamesam Puna puna chad vita chad bananam Nate vidu shartagatin vishnu Dura sayaji bahirathamanina Andhaja khandai rupani yamana Tepi satantra urdhāni vadhyā Naishan mati stāvaduru kramāṅghi Prishatanarthopa gamo jadatha Naishan mati stāvaduru Urukramangrin Prishatanarthopam Gamojadartha Mahiyasam Padurajovishekam Mahiyasam Padurajovishekam Niskinchananam Navnitajavam Niskinchananam Navnitajavam Nati vidu sarthagatim himishram Durasayaji vahirarthamam Andhāyathāndhai rupaniyamāna Stepi satantra urdhāni vadhyā Nate vidu shārthagatim hishnā
Veda mantra Sadhyātana vitti Vedanta Sutra, Sadhya, simply by transcendental vibration of sound, everything can be achieved. What kind of philosophy you are following, may I ask?
Following?
Yes.
Oh. I'm following.
We've done meditation, or I do meditation, mantra meditation.
This is also mantra.
It's not the song.
No, no, it's not chanting.
We got it from Maharishi. The mantra each.
His mantra is not public.
Not out loud, no.
No, no, it's a secret.
There is a version by Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya, he has a great acharya on this Vishnu Sampradaya. His spiritual master gave him mantra. My dear boy, he chanted this mantra, silently, nobody can hear. He asked, what is the effect of this mantra? He said, by chanting this mantra, by meditation, he will get liberation. So he immediately went out, and in a public big meeting, he said that if you chant this mantra, he will be all liberated. So he came back to his spiritual master, and his spiritual master was very angry that I told him that he should chant silently. He said, yes, I committed offense. So, whatever punishment you like, you can give me. But because you told me that this mantra will liberate, I give him publicly. Let everyone hear and be liberated. Let me go to hell. I don't mind. I have disobeyed your order. Let me go to hell. I am prepared. But by this chanting mantra, if everyone is liberated, let it be publicly distributed. His spiritual master embraced him. You are greater than me. If a mantra has so power, why it should be secret? It should be distributed. People are suffering. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, chant this Hare Krishna. Anyone will hear, even the birds and beasts will hear, and they will be heard.
If Hare Krishna is such a strong, powerful mantra, is there any other reason to chant anything else? For instance, you talked about songs and many different mantras. But is there any point in even chanting other songs or mantras?
No. Hare Krishna mantra is specially recommended for this age. And the Vedic mantras, they are also chanted. I told you, with musical tantra. And they sit down and chant. Narad Muni is chanting all this. Chanting through musical instruments, mantras, it is not new introduction, it is sometime incoming. And Hare Krishna mantra, especially in this age, that is recommended in many Vedic literature, Brahmanda Purana, Koli Santarana Upanishad, Agni Purana, like that. And apart from the statement in the Vedic literature, Lord Chaitanya himself, he preached this mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And people publicly followed him. Yeah.
If all mantras, are all mantras just the name of God, whether it's a secret mantra or an open mantra, it's all the name of God. So it doesn't really make much difference, does it, which one
you're
saying?
No, that's like in drugs, they sell all medicine for disease, curing disease. But still you have to take doctor's prescription to take a particular type of medicine. They will not supply you. If you go to your drug shop and say, I have disease, you give me any medicine, he will ask you, what is your prescription? So similarly, in this age, in Kali Yuga age, this mantra, Hare Krishna mantra, is recommended in the Shastras, and a great scholar we consider in the incarnation of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he preached this. Therefore our principle is, everyone should follow Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. We should follow the footprints of great authorities. That is our business. The Vedic mantra says, tattva pratishtha. If you simply try to argue and try to approach the Absolute, it is very difficult, simply by argument and reason. Because our arguments and reason are limited, because our senses are imperfect. Tattva pratishtha, sutrayu vivunya. And scriptures, there are different kinds of scriptures. Naso muni jasya matanga bhinnam. Philosophers, every philosopher has got a different opinion. And unless a philosopher defeats other philosopher, he cannot become a big philosopher. Therefore, philosophical speculation also will not make a solution. Dhanmasya tattvam nihitam guha. So it is very secret. Then how to get that secret thing? Mahajana Jena Gatasya Pantha. You simply follow great personalities, how they have achieved success. So, our this Vaishnava philosophy is to follow the great personality, just like Krishna. or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or acharyas of his succession, to take center of authority and follow. That is recommended in Vedas, that you follow great authorities, that will take you to the ultimate goal. Mahārāna jīnana tasya-bandhā. So, Krishna also recommends in the Bhagavad Gita, 4th chapter, evaṁ parampraapātam imaṁ rājasa yogidhu. These signs of Krishna consciousness was understood by the cyclic succession, parampraapātam. Imaṁ vivasvati yugam prattvāṁ āmāyabhāṁ. My dear Arjuna, don't think that this Krishna consciousness science I am speaking to you is something new. No. Imam vivasati yogam prattvan aham abhayam. It is eternal. And first I spoke to Sun God, vivasati. Vivasan manavitrahu. And Vivasan said to his son Manu. Manu ikhaka vibravit. And Manu also transferred this knowledge to his son Ikhaku. Evam paramprapratam. In this way, by disciplic succession, it is coming on. Satalena jyoganastaparandam. But in due course of time, it is now broken. Therefore, I am speaking to you again. So, mantra should be captured from the disciplic succession. According to Vedic injunction, sampradāya-vihīnādi mantrāsti vipalāmatā. If the mantra does not come through disciplic succession, then it will not be active. Vipalā. Mantrāsti vipalā. Vipalā means will not produce result. Mantrāsti vipalāmatā. So mantra has to be received through the chant, then it will act. Mantra cannot be manufactured, mantra must be from the original, supreme, absolute, coming down to the disciplic succession channel. It has to be captured in that way, and then it will act. Sampradaya vibhulasi mantra asti vibhulamata. So, according to our Vaishnava sampradaya, the mantra is coming down through four channels. One is coming through Lord Shiva. One is coming through Goddess Lakshmi. Not one, different, one thing is coming through different channel. One through the channel of Brahma, one through the channel of Lord Shiva, one through the channel of Lakshmi, and one through the channel of Kumars. So they are called four sampradaya. So one has to take mantra either of these four sampradaya. Then that mantra is active, and if we perform that mantra in that way, it will act. Sampradaya vihinaje, and if one does not receive this mantra in either of these sampradaya channels, then vipala, it will not act, it will not fruit.
And if the mantra itself has such power, does it matter where you receive it or take it?
Yes, that is a fact. The example is given, just like milk. Milk is nutritious. That's a fact everyone knows. But if the milk is touched through the tongue of the serpent, it is no more nutritious, it is poison.
Well, milk is material.
No, material, you want to understand through your material senses.
Oh, no, you don't have to tell me material sense. I mean, mantra is not material, it should be something spiritual, and therefore nobody can spoil it, I don't think. I mean, you know, I wonder if anybody can spoil something that is not material.
But the thing is that if you don't receive the mantra through the proper channel, it may not be mantra.
How are you able to tell, anyway, for any of your disciples or us or anybody that goes to any spiritual master, how we could tell?
Not any spiritual
true master. Well, not how we could tell one from the other?
It is not that any spiritual master. Sampradaya. Sampradaya means a particular line of disciplic succession.
Maharishi said exactly the same thing about his mantras coming from the Vedic with seemingly as much authority as you, and he was probably right. So how, it's like having too many fruits on the plate.
If all the mantra is coming down in that way, then it is potency. The potency is there.
But Hare Krishna is the best one.
Well, if Hare Krishna is the best one, what is the reason why we have to bother to even say anything else?
Now you don't have to bother anything else. We say that Hare Krishna mantra is sufficient for one perfection.
Isn't it like flowers? If somebody may prefer roses and somebody may like carnations better, isn't it really a matter for the devotee that he, one person may find Hare Krishna is more beneficial to his spiritual progress, and yet somebody else, some other mantra may be more beneficial? Isn't it like just a matter of taste, like judging a flower? They're all flowers, but some people may like one better than the other.
But still there is distinction. Rose flower is considered better than simply a flower without any flavor.
In that case,
just try to understand this flower example.
Yes.
It is all right. You are attracted by some flower. I am attracted by some flower. But among this, there are distinctions. There are many flowers which have no flavor. And many flowers have flavor. So therefore, attraction for any flower is not the solution of the process. That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jidathamam prapadyante tam tathaiva bhajamaham. Krishna is supreme, absolute. Anyone wants him in any way, he also presents himself in that way. Just like the same example. If you want a yellow flower, never mind whether there is any scent or any flavor or not, so that flower is there. It is for you, that's all. But if anyone wants rose flower, Hare Krishna gives him rose flower. But when you make a comparative study, which one is better, then rose will be considered better. So jīra-thāmāṁ prapadyante, that means the absolute realized, of course, varieties there are, but the original division of the absolute is three. Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan. Now, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan is the same absolute, different names. The Jnanins or the empiric philosophers, they reach or they aim at Brahma, impartial Brahma. The Yogis, they focus on the Super Soul, Paramatma, and the devotees, they aim at Krishna, the Supreme Personality, God. Now, this Krishna and the Super Soul and the impersonal Brahma, they are not different. They are light, they are not darkness. But in the light also there is difference. The example is given just like sunlight, sun glow and the sun god. Everywhere you find light. In the sunshine there is light. In sun globe there is light. And what we speak of, the predominating deity in the sun globe, he must be light, otherwise where from this light comes. So far light is concerned, everywhere there. But you cannot say, because sunshine has come through your window in your room, you cannot say the sun has come. That will be mistake. Sun is many, many miles away. But super light is concerned. Now there is question of degrees of light, intensity of light. So the degrees of spiritual realization in Brahma, degrees of spiritual realization in Paramatma, and degrees of spiritual realization in the Supreme Personality of God, they are different.
But you said about if the milk goes to a serpent's mouth, that it will produce poison. And for instance, George just told us about a week ago a very interesting story about a man who had the face of Christ, and in 20 years' time he had the faith in Judah, and the Catholic Church and all those churches first probably had good words, and now it's deteriorating. Now, how would you decide, really, that Brahmins are always in the pure state that you speak of, that they would never turn into serpents?
That you have to become a serious student.
Well, I mean, what do you mean by a serious student? Maybe everybody, all of us, are serious anyway. I mean, we are born serious, or born, unserious.
Then you must know what is the distinction between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan.
But does it depend on knowledge? I mean, the final judgment.
Everything depends on knowledge. Without knowledge, how can we make progress? Student means to acquire knowledge. Serious student means to acquire knowledge.
But not always the knowledgeable ones are the ones who.
Yes, we cannot know completely. That is because our knowledge is very imperfect. But still, so far our knowledge is concerned, as far as possible, we should try to understand. Abhava Manasa Kosha, this absolute, is so great and unlimited that it is not possible for us to know Him completely. That is not possible. Our senses do not allow. But as far as it is possible, because after all we are part and parcel of the absolute, so, all the qualities of the Absolute are there in us, but it is in minute quantity. So, that minute quantity is also very great in comparison to material knowledge. Material knowledge is practically no knowledge, it is covered. That when one is liberated knowledge is certainly very, very great than material knowledge. So Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan, these are the statements of Bhagavad. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdate. Sabdate means sounded as Bhagavan, Paramatma and Brahma. Now, what are the difference or degrees of knowledge? Brahma knowledge, Paramatma knowledge and Bhagavan knowledge. The same thing. The knowledge of sunshine, and the knowledge of sun glow, and the knowledge of this predominating deity in the sun glow. So knowledge of sunshine is not knowledge of the predominating deity of the sun glow. There is another example in this connection. Just like if you see one hill from a long distant place, first of all you see just like it is a cloud. And then if you proceed further, you'll see something green. And if you enter into that hill, you'll see, oh, there are so many varieties. There are animals, there are men, there are trees. But from the distance, you'll see just like a cloud. So although the same thing, similarly, absolute, when visioned from the Brahma point of view, it is just like cloud. Absolute when visioned as Paramatma, it is just like something green. And absolute when realized as the Supreme Person, it is just like you enter into the hill and see everything in detail. So although the focus is the same, the Brahma body and the Paramatma body and the devotee, focus is the same, but due to their respective position, the realization is different. These things are very nicely explained in Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita, we see, Aham sarvasya prabhava, matta sarvam pravartate, iti matya bhajante maan buddha bhava samannita. I am the source of everything. This sarvam means Paramatma, Brahma, everything. These are clearly stated, the Brahmana aham pratishtha. So Brahma knowledge or Paramatma knowledge is within Krishna knowledge. If one has got Krishna knowledge, he has got Paramatma knowledge, Brahma knowledge. He has got the effect of yogic principle meditation, he has got the effect of empirical philosophical speculation, and he is situated personally in the service of the Lord. So, if you make comparative study,
then this Krishna knowledge includes all knowledge. The Vedas also confirm it. Sarvam evam vijñātam bhavanti. If you understand the Supreme, then all knowledge becomes automatically revealed. Jasmini vijñāte sarvam evam vijñātam bhavanti. And in Bhagavad Gita also he said, knowing this, we'll have nothing to know anymore. In the ninth chapter there is. So, first of all we have to seriously study, that's why I'm asking to become a serious student. What is the difference between Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan? Paramatma is localized aspect of the Absolute Personality of God. Ishvara sarva bhutanam vidyeshvarjana tishtati. And Brahma is the effulgence of the Absolute. And Parabrahma or Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of God, is Krishna. So, if you have full Krishna knowledge, then you have got Brahma knowledge and Paramatma knowledge. But if you have got simply Brahma knowledge or Paramatma knowledge, you have no Krishna. The same example can be, if you are in the sun sign, then you do not know what is sun globe and the predominant deity in the sun. But if you are on the, by the side of the sun deity, you know what is sun globe and what is sun sign. Therefore, impartially, it is recommended one should know the signs of the Absolute Truth or Krishna. That will include all other knowledge. Bhavanam janmanamanta jnanavan maham prapadyate. This is also verse from Bhagavad Gita. Krishna says that after many, many births cultivation of knowledge, when one is actually wise, jnanavan, jnanavan means has attained wisdom. Bhavanam janmanamanta jnanavan maham prapadyate, he surrenders unto me. Why? Vasudeva sarvamiti. He understands, oh, Vasudeva, Krishna is everything. Sa Mahatma Sudullava, such great soul is very rare. And in the 10th chapter, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartati iti matta bhajante mana buddha bhava samandita. I am the origin, I am the source of everything, everything emanates from me. One who knows this science perfectly, he is Buddha, he is intelligent, and he becomes engaged in Krishna consciousness. And the Vedanta Sutra also, the first aphorism is, Athāta brahma jigyāsa. Now it is the time for inquiry about the Absolute Brahma. So what is Brahma? Next aphorism is, Janmādvasya jatāha. Brahma, the Absolute is that from whom everything is coming, emanating. And that Absolute is personally saying, matta sarvam pravartate, everything is emanating from me. So, if you study Vedic literature very scrutinizingly, then you come to this conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme. Therefore, Krishna consciousness will include all other knowledge. Just like if you have got $1,000,000, $10 is included, $500 is included, $1,000 is included. But one who has got $10 or $500, he cannot claim that he has got $1,000,000. Similarly, Krishna science means full spiritual knowledge. That is accepted by the acharyas, and even you are speaking of Maharshi, he has written some book on Bhagavad Gita.
Yes. That's the one we read.
Yes, so, why? He is taking Krishna's book as authority. Bhagavad Gita is Krishna's book, everyone knows. Why is he taking Krishna's book?
Well, he didn't. He just translated it into English.
Why? Unless he has got some respect for that book.
I've also read another part of another translation by Yogananda.
Everyone will have to take Krishna's book first to prove their authority. Vivekananda has taken, Aurobindo has taken, that Dr. Radhakrishna had said and Mahatma Gandhi, there are thousands and thousands. So why do they take Bhagavad Gita?
So we can read it.
No, it is not the question of English. It is the question of the thoughts. English it may be or Farsi it may be, that doesn't matter. Why do they take shelter of the thoughts of Bhagavad Gita, unless they accept Bhagavad Gita's authority? Why they quote from Bhagavad Gita? So why not directly Bhagavad Gita? If Bhagavad Gita is the authority for everyone, then why not Bhagavad Gita as it is? That is our proposition.
But Bhagavad Gita as it is Sanskrit.
No,
the file transfer is complete.
That must be also a translation, mustn't it? Whoever puts it into English, I mean...
So you also read any Bhagavad Gita translation only. You don't read the original.
Well, which is the original? It's a second Bible.
Original is there. Original is Sanskrit.